Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Speaking of California today, there is a large storm system that will be hitting the Central Valleys as we move from Thursday into Friday of this week. Some 1 to 3 inch rains will likely occur in the Sacramento Valley, while the northern portions of the San Joaquin Valley will see some 1 to 2 inch amounts. The Sierra Nevada still don't have a great deal of snow in the mountains there, and that is going to continue even with this big storm system coming inland, and the reason for that is all the warmth that's still prevailing in the western part of the United States. In the meantime, back here at home, we do have a little disturbance that's still hanging out over the eastern parts of the region. A lot of fog out there this morning in the eastern Midwest, and looks like temperatures are kind of chilly, but certainly warm for this time of the year, I suppose, with a lot of 30s being reported across the region. Some 20s around in the western Corn Belt. We do have some light northwesterly breezes across a fair amount of the Midwest, a lot of cloud cover, a little bit of shower activity occurring in a hit-and-miss fashion across portions of the region. Well, the disturbance that's responsible for the cloudiness and the dreary weather, a little bit of shower activity, will hang on for the day today. We will see a little bit of precipitation in Ohio, Indiana, parts of Kentucky, maybe a few locations northward into Michigan. The precipitation is not expected to be very impressive, though, running just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 15 hundredths of an inch in a few locations. The precipitation will just be an aggravation for the most part. But it is the last little disturbance for a little while, and a big warming trend is expected to get underway across the region already. Temperatures in the western Corn Belt are expected to rise well above average as we move to the end of this week. The afternoon temperatures today across the Midwest will still be somewhat chilly. A lot of 20s and 30s in the western Corn Belt, and the east will probably see 30s and 40s. Remember, we'll have a lot of cloudiness around in the eastern belt, so it's one of the reasons why we won't see anything warmer, but the temperatures are a little higher there than in the west. As we move into the day on Wednesday, we'll likely see 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest, but that's the last of the chillier days. Watch out in the western portions of the Corn Belt. We'll see temperatures getting into the 50s and 60s by the time we get to Friday. It will not surprise me at all to see some temperatures over 70 degrees in parts of Kansas and western Missouri as we get to the peak of the warm weather on Saturday. The eastern Midwest, though, will likely see temperatures in the 40s and 50s, and will probably come up into some lower 60s by the time we finish out the weekend in the eastern parts of the region. The low temperatures at night will be correspondingly warm here, with readings rising up over time, but it's still going to be nippy across the region tonight, a lot of teens and 20s likely. It looks like as we go into the morning on Thursday, also some teens and 20s, but then we'll be warming into some 30s and 40s after that. Down in South America, it still looks like we're going to continue to see favorable conditions across the majority of Brazil and Argentina. There is still a good environment for crop development in both countries. I think we'll see temperatures mostly in a seasonable range. There's a little pocket of dryness in Paraguay and some far southernmost parts of Brazil. It may fester for a little while, but it's not likely to generate enough interest to send our prices around the world higher. It looks like the bottom line is going to be a good production season in Brazil, at least from the current two-week forecast and what's going on in the soil right now. In Argentina, we do have some drying tendencies in the southwest. That will likely prevail as well as we move forward through this next 10 days. If anybody in South America is going to have a little bit of an issue with dryness, it will probably be southwestern Argentina. They do produce some corn there and a little sunseed, but it's not going to impact the oilseed market. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.